Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And good morning to all of you, and a word of welcome to all our families and friends who are following us through television, radio, and internet. We gather on this fourth Sunday of the Lenten season. We're reminded by St. John that God loves us, that he sends us his only Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have life. We are here to recall the love God has bestowed on us and also ask for the increase of love for God and each other. And for our lack of love, we ask the Lord now to forgive us. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Chronicles. In those days, all the princes of Judah, the priests and the people, added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations and polluting the Lord's temple, which he had constructed in Jerusalem. Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, sent his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried captive to Babylon, where they became servants of the king of the Chaldeans and his sons, until the kingdom of the Persians came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. Until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths, during all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest, until 70 years are fulfilled. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired King Cyrus of Persia to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever therefore among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. The word of the Lord.
Let my tongue be silenced.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from you, it is a gift from God. It is not from works, so no one may boast, for we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in them. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
John 3:16. If we were asked the question, where have we seen or when did we see this sign before? We probably recall perhaps it was during the football game or a basketball game where they're about to kick a field goal and you see a person raise a sign, John 3:16 up there. Or at a basketball game where would you see a person throwing free throws and that was a man in the back would raise up that sign and say, John 3:16. A story behind it, there was a man who made it his life mission to make sure that everybody knows about John 3:16. And he sold everything he had. He lived out of a car. And he would go to the stadium every football season and he would buy an expensive seat right behind the goalpost. And whenever there's a field goal of football or a touchdown, you see him raise up that sign. Same thing at a basketball game. He would do the same. Haven't seen him for the last 5 or 6 years. Do not know what happened to him. Perhaps he ran out of money, because it's very expensive to buy those seats. Or maybe because he thought that his work is done, so he no longer needs to do that. Or a third option, that he might have passed away. Nobody knows. But he did make an impression on a lot of people. John 3:16. Do you know what it means, what it says? It's precisely in the gospel today, St. John said, "For God so loved the world that he sent us his only Son, that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." There's no doubt that God loves us. St. John tells us that. And all the actions of Jesus in the gospel tell us that God loves us. But as we live our life and we struggle with the difficulties, the death and dying, the loss of jobs, the broken relationship, we tend to forget that God loves us. And we even question if God really loves us. There's a story of a little girl named Sachi. She was 4 years old when her parents finally gave birth to another baby, a little baby boy. And Sachi just loved her little brother. She begged them just to give her some time alone with her baby brother. But the parents hesitated because they fear sibling rivalry, and so they didn't let her spend any time alone with her little brother. But after a few days of observing Sachi, they realized that she really loved this little boy. And so they agreed to let her to spend some private time with her little baby brother. She was so excited, she ran into the room, the baby's room, jumped on the bed, and hopped into the baby's crib. And she stand on the side and lie down right beside the baby, and she starts stroking the baby's face, and the baby's arms, and the baby's legs, and you know how baby skins are so soft, like angel soft? And that's just when the parents sneaked up and opened the door just in time to hear little Sachi talking to her little brother. And she said, "Little brother, tell me what God feels like. I'm starting to forget. Tell me what God feels like. I'm starting to forget." She's only 4 years old. How can you forget God already? Now, with us who are in our 40, 50, 60, 70, yeah, we forget because we struggle in life so much. we no longer know what God feels like because we're starting to forget or we have forgotten already. Such in the case of the first reading today from the book of Chronicles, where we hear the Israelites, they were in exile, Babylonian exile. And then while they're there, they were lamenting that God has abandoned them. God did not love them anymore. And so Jeremiah reminded them, it was you who mocked God's messenger. You despise God's words, and you even torture God's prophets. These things only happened because of the choices you made. And indeed, we know that God loves us. God doesn't punish. But oftentimes, God allowed the consequences of our choice to play out. And so if we make bad choices, there'll be bad consequences. For example, if we happen to have a tendency to drink too much, overindulgence, the next day, guess what happened? Hangover. God didn't cause that. We caused it, we did it to ourselves by drinking too much. If we happen to be a smoker, a chain smoker, which not a lot of people nowadays, they kind of outlaw that almost. But if we happen to be a chain smoker, we have to deal with hacking cough and lungs problem later on. Although some of us do not smoke, but we get the same problems. And if we happen to be a workaholic, yes, we will have a lot of material things surrounding us, all the conveniences in life, but we'll be missing something very important. The joyful presence of our families and friends. So you see that God doesn't punish. He just let those consequences of our choices play itself out. And so during this Lenten season, we are reminded of the three precepts of Lent: fasting, praying, almsgiving. Have we been getting back to our practices of our Catholic faith? Have we been given to God an hour each week to go to Mass on Sunday? And then perhaps for Lent, 5 more minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening to pray. If we haven't, we still have half of Lent to go. So do that. How about fasting? It's not so much fasting from meat, chocolate, sweet, but I think God is asking us to fast from our own vices. Perhaps the vice of pride. Humble ourselves to come to confessions. Seek forgiveness with God. That's the most wonderful fasting we can do. Almsgiving. We know the scripture tells us that those who give have a multitude of sins wiped out for them. And we live in a country where we're truly blessed. We have not only the opportunity, but the abilities to do so. And if we cannot be saints here in the United States, we will never be saints anywhere else. Because God has truly blessed us to be able to do, to give to those who are less fortunate. And unless we start doing all these things and get a self-bloated image of ourselves, St. Paul in today's second reading reminds us that it was through God's grace that he enables us to do all that we do. It was God's all along that we'd be able to do all the good that we do. It's not us. We merely exercise, utilize the grace God's given to us to do that. And in today's gospel, we're reminded by St. John, for God so loved the world that he sent us his only son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but might have eternal life. God loves all of us, every one of us, the good and the bad, sinners and saints. But as people, sometimes we don't do that. We tend to love the lovable, and we tend to shy away from the unlovable. What we are called to do today is to learn to love the unlovable. Sure, it's easy to love the doctor's son or a lawyer daughter that already have their life planned out. They have their head straight. But the ones that's always causing trouble, we tend to child them a lot more. We tend to ignore them more. So God calls us to be able to reach out, especially to our families, to love the unlovable, to be patient, be kind to our perhaps aging parents, grandparents, infant toddlers, who's asking us question after question, and although we just answer them, they ask them again. We are called to, perhaps during this Lenten season, to return to the Lord and to be able to touch God, touch His face, touch His hand, touch His legs, and perhaps ask God to help us. God, let me know how you feel, what you feel like, because I'm starting to forget. Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. Again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. By grace we have been saved, and so in God's grace let us pray for the needs of the world.
For the church, particularly in the Near East, Asia, and Africa, where it suffers persecution, that we might live in the light of Christ, so that all our works may be clearly seen as done in God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those lands burdened by age-old animosities and present-day warfare, that light and peace might dawn on them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For refugees, for those in exile, for those who have no place to call home because of war, violence, or political oppression, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those preparing for the Easter sacraments, especially those in our midst, that they might rejoice in the great love that God has for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve and protect our nation at home and abroad, and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Olin K. McDaniel, Elvira Alvarez, Virginia Jimenez, and Matthew Dominic Lerma, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of our intentions, spoken and unspoken, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. Lord God of all grace and love, we are your handiwork. Strengthen us for the good works that we have prepared for us, and grant all our prayers. These we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your thanks for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. We place before you with joy these offerings, which bring eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as is fitting for the salvation of all the world, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that free from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. All you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we are brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Lord is now and
forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body of the Lord Jesus Christ give us life. 17 at 7:30 here in the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Also, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.